Now, the original Rocky featured a famous scene, Sylvester Stallone celebrating after racing up the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. 30 years later, tourists still run those steps, and for a whole year, Michael Vitez was waiting for them at the top. Vitez and photographer Tom Graylish wrote a book called Rocky Stories, so we sent them, with a recording engineer, back to the museum steps.
There are no runners at this moment, but we just talked to some runners a few minutes ago, and I'm sure a few minutes from now there'll be more. It's like the ocean. The waves keep crashing on the beach. They never stop.
Who did you see just a few minutes ago?
We met just two gentlemen from Finland. Before that was a school teacher from the area who was bringing her class here, and she ran. You just never know who you're going to meet.
Well, Mr. Vitez, can I get you to pass the phone over to Tom Graylish?
My pleasure.
Hi, this is Tom Graylish.
Do you remember the first time you saw Rocky?
I do remember. I was in Minneapolis. I was a young photographer, and I was actually really struck by just the cinematography and the way the movie was made.
What's special about the cinematography, particularly of that scene?
Well, that scene is definitely special in movies. You're watching it, and you're right there with Rocky while he's spinning around, and you're just feeling everything that he's feeling inside. Good writing is one thing, but there are scenes in movies that, as a visual person, I just can always appreciate. Mike and I both have been here many times for that scene. I'm looking up now, and there's a woman. She's got her arms up, and someone's taking her picture, and it's just...
Oh, can you chase her down? Is she too far away to get?
She's a couple steps up. Sure, we can go chase her down.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Tom Graylish. I'm a photographer,
oh,
and this is Mike Vitez.
How are you? We're with the Philadelphia Inquirer, and we're the authors of this book about
people really?
Just like you. Doing an interview right now, and we'd love to ask you who you are, where you're from, and why you ran like Rocky today.
This is Steve here. He's on National Public Radio. What's your name?
My name's Lynn Valliere.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Steve.
Where are you from?
Boston.
What brought you to the steps of the museum today?
Well, I wanted to see where Rocky was. So I ran all the way up the stairs, and I stood right in his footsteps, and then I raised my hands up high.
I'm sorry, they've got footsteps of Rocky there?
They do, in bronze or brass. It's awesome.
Well, listen, thanks very much for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
If you could hand the phone back to the gentleman, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Hey, Mike.
That was great. And I think that by running the steps, they're really celebrating their own lives.
I'm just flipping through here. Here's two women jumping up and down, two old friends jumping up and down on the top of the steps.
Yeah, the two old best friends from Oklahoma.
Ann McCoy and Dora Horn.
They were old friends that had been friends since their slumber party days, and they came here to celebrate their, what they call their Jubilee year, and they celebrated at the top of the Rocky Steps. One was in pearls and the other was in pumps.
Listen, thanks very much. I've really enjoyed talking with you. This is a lot of fun.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Tom Graylish and Michael Vitez are the authors of Rocky Stories, and photos from that book are at NPR.org. And let's listen to the sound as Mr. Vitez himself runs to the top step at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Here we go. All right, Rocky! Yeah, yo, Adrian!
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.